Title: Dub Echo Automation for Old School D&B Vibes Advanced. Alright, welcome back. Today we're doing one of the most that's the sound techniques in old school jungle and drum and bass. Dub Echo Automation. And I want to be really clear about the mindset before we touch a single knob. In this style, delay is not just an effect you leave on. It's movement. It's punctuation. It's call and response. It's tension into the drop. The echo should pop out on specific hits, throw into space, and then get out of the way so your groove stays punchy. We're going to build a send bass dub echo return in Ableton Live, mostly stock devices, and then we'll automate it like a performance. Single hit throws, feedback rides, filter sweeps, stereo tricks, freeze moments, and a couple of tasteful time changes. Controlled chaos. That's the goal. First, quick prep so the echo behaves. Group your drums into one group called drums. Group your sub and main bass into another group called bass. This is just good hygiene, and it matters because dub echo can get messy fast, especially around the low end. Now pick 2 to 4 elements you actually want to throw. Snare on 2 and 4 is the obvious one. Then maybe one vocal chop, like a ragga shout. Maybe the stab, a hoover, or a re-stab. And maybe, very sparingly, a ride or crash. The rule. If you try to throw everything, you don't get vibe, you get soup. Now let's build the return. On return A, name it dub echo. And we're going to build a chain that feels like an engineer's delay send, not just a plugin slapped on. First device, auto filter. This is your pre-filter. Put it in low pass mode, 24 dB slope to start. Set the cutoff around, say, 8 kHz as a starting point. Resonance modest, around 10 to 20%. If you want, a tiny bit of drive, but keep it subtle. Teacher note. This pre-filter is doing a big job. It stops your delay from spitting brittle top end all over the mix. In drum and bass, your hats and brakes already own the air. Your echo doesn't need to fight for it. Next, Ableton Echo. Set it to sync. For classic jungle bounce, start with 3/16. If you want it straighter and a bit more modern, 1/8 is the other go-to. Set feedback somewhere safe to begin. Like 30%. Dry/wet should be 100% because we're on a return. Inside Echo's filter section, high pass it, somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. Low pass it somewhere like 5 to 9 kHz. This internal filtering plus the pre-filter might sound like too much. But trust me, it's how you keep your kick and sub clean, while still getting that space. Add a little modulation for life. Keep it slow. Something like a 1/10 to 1/3 of a Hz, and a modest amount, maybe 10 to 25%. If your version has character options like noise or wobble, keep them low. For old school ravey stuff, you can push the wobble a bit, but don't turn it into a seasick chorus unless that's specifically the record you're trying to make. After echo, drop in saturator. Choose analog clip or soft sign. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Then adjust output so you're not suddenly way louder when the return comes in. This is important. Saturation on a delay return is a huge part of that 90s outboard desk and tape impression, but it also increases apparent loudness. So don't let it trick you. Next, utility. Set width around 120 to 160%, but be careful, and turn on bass mono around 120 to 200 Hz. Quick club reality check. Wide echoes can sound amazing in headphones and then collapse or smear in mono systems. Bass mono is your safety rail. After that, EQ 8 for cleanup. High pass somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz, depending how strict you want to be. If the echoes poke your ears, a small dip around 2 to 4 kHz can be magic, and you can low pass again around 8 to 12 kHz depending on how bright you want this return. Finally, put a limiter at the end, sealing at minus 1 dB. This limiter is not there to make it loud. It's there to save your speakers when you get excited with feedback automation. And you will get excited with feedback automation. Before we automate anything, a quick gain staging rule that will save you later. With your typical throw amount, you want the return peaking around minus 12 to minus 6 dBFS. That gives you headroom for feedback rides. If your return is already slamming near zero during normal throws, your feedback build will just turn into limiter pumping and you'll wonder why it feels small. Cool. Now let's talk workflow. You've got two routing styles. You can automate send amounts on the source tracks, or you can build a dedicated throw track for extra control. We're going to start with the classic method. Automate send on the tracks you want to throw. Go into Arrangement View, hit it to show automation. Let's do the old-school staple, single hit throws. On your snare track, find the send parameter and create an automation lane. Most of the time, keep that send basically off. Think minus infinity or maybe very low like minus 18 dB if you want a tiny ambient tail sometimes. Now pick one snare you want to feature. A classic choice is the last snare of a 4-bar phrase, or the snare right before a 16-bar change. On that snare, automate the send up sharply right on the transient, something like minus 6 to minus 3 dB. Then drop it back down quickly within an eighth note to a quarter note. Here's the feel tip. Ramp up almost like a step, because you want it to catch the transient. Then ramp down with a slight curve, so the throw feels intentional, like a hand on a send knob, not like a MIDI mistake. And don't just do snares. Try the same thing on a vocal chop, a quick come again, or yeah, right before the drop, or a single stab on bar 15 going into bar 17, and let the echo preview the drop energy. Now we get into the real dub part, feedback as a performance fader. Go to Return A, open Echo, and automate feedback. Set a normal baseline, say 25 to 35% during the groove. Then for a build moment, ramp it up over one or two bars to somewhere like 45 to 65%. Then, and this matters, hard cut it back to your baseline right on the drop. Dub feedback is tension. If you leave it high for too long, you don't get tension anymore, you just get a wash. And in DNB, wash kills punch. Extra coach trick, feedback rides are more stable if you automate two things together. So when you ramp feedback up, also nudge the return level down by 1 to 3 dB using utility gain. That way you get the infinite tail vibe without the return jumping in loudness. Think of it like riding a dub desk, one hand on feedback, one hand on the return fader. Next, tilter sweeps for classic dub motion. You can automate the auto filter cutoff before the echo or the filter inside echo. I like using the pre-filter for broad tone, because it shapes what feeds the delay, and that changes the character of the repeats in a really musical way. For a jungle-flavored breakdown, try sweeping the low-pass cutoff from around 3 kHz up to 10 kHz over a few bars. Then into the drop, snap it back down to around 6 to 8 kHz so it doesn't get fizzy and steal the top end from your breaks. For darker DNB, keep that cutoff lower, maybe 4 to 7 kHz, and lean a little more on saturation. It'll feel grimier without turning into harshness. Now, a dub trick everyone loves, freeze tail moments. If your echo has a freeze function, automate freeze on for half a bar or one bar on a chosen hit, like a vocal stab. While it's frozen, slowly move the filter cutoff. Then turn freeze off right before a fill or right before the downbeat. If you don't have freeze, here's the universal method. Spike the feedback quickly up into the 80 to 95% zone for a very brief moment, then pull it back immediately. That almost infinite zone is dangerous, which is why we put a limiter at the end. But if you do it quickly, it gives you that held tail effect. And again, you can automate utility gain down a couple dB during that spike to keep it from exploding. Next, time changes for tape delay style ear candy. Use sparingly. Automate echo time from 3/16 to 1/8 for the last half bar before a drop, or from 1/8 to 1/4 at the end of a breakdown for a dreamy exit. Do time moves on bar lines or quarter notes, and if you get clicks, use a short ramp instead of a hard jump. Also keep feedback moderate during time jumps, because high feedback plus time switching can turn into glitch chaos fast. Now let's talk arrangement, because automation without phrasing is just random. Here are placements that scream old school without wrecking your groove. End of phrase punctuation. Every 8 or 16 bars, throw the last snare, do a tiny feedback swell, and then tidy it up with a quick filter close. Call and response. Vocal stab says something, echo answers, or stab hits, and the repeats keep talking while the drums stay mostly dry. Pre-drop tension. Gradually increase feedback and open the low-pass cutoff. Then, on the drop, cut your sends way down so the drums hit clean. Micro fill enhancement. In a 1-bar drum fill, send only the last hit into echo, let it repeat into the downbeat, then kill it. That's the tasteful flex. And here's an arrangement upgrade that's weirdly powerful. Cut the return slightly before the drop, like an eighth note early, not exactly on the downbeat. That little vacuum makes the downbeat feel bigger. If you cut exactly on the downbeat, sometimes it feels like you made a mistake rather than setting up impact. Now some advanced pro moves you can add if you want heavier, cleaner results. First, sidechain the return. Put a compressor after echo on return A, sidechain it from the kick or your drum group. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1, attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This keeps the dub vibe but preserves punch. The delay blooms in the gaps instead of stepping on the hits. Another advanced trick, Decide if the delay is an FX or an instrument. If it's FX, keep it as punctuation. A few throws, tidy, controlled. If it's an instrument, you're basically playing the return with feedback and filtering like a performance. Pick one approach per section so the mix doesn't feel unfocused. And here's a workflow tip that stops you fighting yourself. When you're doing throws and feedback rides, keep send automation sparse. Do the movement on the return parameters. If you're constantly drawing send automation everywhere, feedback rides become unpredictable because the delay is being fed different levels all the time. Hybrid workflow. If you've got a break loop in a clip and you want repeatable throws, you can automate send using clip envelopes, so every loop plays the same throw pattern. Then put the big drama, the feedback ramps and filter sweeps, in arrangement automation. That gives you loop discipline with arrangement storytelling. One more. Pre-fader dub trick. On a source track, set send to pre-fader. Now you can pull the track fader down for a moment and the echo keeps going. That's a classic move for making a vocal stab vanish while its trail continues. And a realism trick I love. Once you get the perfect throw moment, resample the return to audio. Print it. Then mute the send automation for that bar. It locks the vibe and saves CPU, and it also prevents that why is this different today problem when you tweak later. All right. Quick mini practice you can do in 15 to 20 minutes. Build return exactly like we set up. Set your project to 170 to 175 BPM with a classic DNB loop, amen style or two-step. Create three throws. A snare throw at the end of bar 4, a vocal chop throw at the end of bar 8, and a stab throw in bar 15 right before the drop. Then automate on the return. Feedback from 30% up to 60% across bars 13 to 16. Then drop it back to 30 on bar 17 at the drop. This audio version is shortened for playback.